There was once an island kingdom far, far away from here, where all the camels were tall and proud, and the men were skilled in making pottery from the soft clay near the shore. The king was fair to his people, and a state of harmony prevailed. No one went without delicious fruit or fine clothes. Although the kingdom was prosperous, it was cut off from the world beyond, in the middle of the sea, and whenever anyone needed something not found on the island, a boat would be sent to the mainland to bring it back. But the waters all around were so perilous that these boats often sank, drowning all on board. Now, there lived in this kingdom a man called Juma Khan. He was young and he was handsome, and he had a boat that he used to ferry goods from the nearby kingdom, far away. He would brave the high waves and travel there often, and on one such journey he spotted a stallion for sale. It was the colour of newly minted snow, with jet black mane and eyes that shone like coals. Juma Khan had no wife or children to support, and he had a bag of gold, the profit from many dangerous crossings. And he asked the owner the price of the horse. He had just enough money. But the animal's owner said to him, "I will sell it to you on the condition that you promise never to sell it to anybody else." Juma agreed and paid the money, and the animal was loaded up in the boat and in rolling seas carried back to the kingdom. A few years passed and everyone praised the stallion. Juma himself loved it a little bit more each day. And then one winter, Juma set sail as normal, but a giant wave struck and smashed the boat on the rocks. Juma and the passengers were saved by the grace of God, but with no boat, Juma lost his livelihood, and he was ruined. He might have sold the horse, but he had made a promise. In any case, he loved it with all his heart and could not bear to be parted from it. And then one day, an important merchant visited the kingdom. He was known by reputation throughout the East, and his name was Sher Ali. And while staying on the island, he heard of Juma Khan and the hapless circumstances in which he found himself, and he heard of the fabulous stallion and the promise not to sell it. But in the merchant's experience, every object had a value. He sent word to Juma. The next evening, Sher Ali arrived. And with no money to attend staff, Juma received his guest himself and prepared a fabulous meal of succulent meat, garnished with vegetables grown by himself. Sher Ali ate until he could eat no more, and then after tea asked after the horse. Juma shifted in his seat. "Oh, respected guest," he said, "as you know, it is our tradition to provide a feast for a visitor, and the more esteemed the visitor, the finer the meal is required to be. In my state of poverty, I was unable to provide a meal fitting for a distinguished guest such as yourself," said Juma Khan, placing his hand on his heart. "The only way I could keep my honour was to serve you, my beloved horse."